Hello, I am Mahendra Gupte. Let's look at chapter 14, containerization. Let's understand the history and evolution of containers. 18th century coal mining England, they used containers on railway tracks to move coal. 1830s, used on railroads in various continents transferable to other modes of transport. 1940 to 44, USA used specialized containers for faster loading unloading on ships. 1955, company owner Malcolm McLean worked with engineer Keith Tatlinger to develop modern intermodal containers. The result was a 8 feet tall by 8 feet wide box in 10 feet long units constructed from 2.5 millimeters of thick corrugated steel. McLean put 58 containers on board a refitted tanker ship, SS Ideal X, and sailed them from Newark to Houston. 20-foot containers was referred to as 20-foot commodities equivalent unit, TEU, and was the industry standard reference. Cargo volume and vessel capacity was measured in TEUs. 10 feet, 20 feet, and 40 feet dry storage containers. These are some of the most common shipping containers. They are used for shipping dry goods that do not require temperature control. A variation is the high cube container, which is 9.5 feet in place of the standard 8 feet height and therefore can hold slightly more cargo. A myriad of specials are available. Several have been designed to ship livestock and others for different cargo. Flat rack containers. Flat rack containers are specially suitable for heavy loads and cargo that needs loading from the top of the top or sides. The sides are collapsible. Open top containers. Open top containers do not have solid roofs. They have removable bows and a weatherproof tarpaulin roof, which can be secured with ropes. Open top containers are ideal for bulky cargo such as machinery. Tunnel containers. Tunnel containers, some with doors on both ends of the container. They are very useful when quick loading and unloading of materials is required. Open side storage containers. The doors of this type of storage unit can be changed to form completely open sides to facilitate storage of much wider merchandise and easier loading. Insulated and thermal containers. These storage containers have a regulated temperature control that allows them to maintain a high temperature to keep goods warm. Tanks. These are storage tank containers. They are typically constructed of strong steel and other anti-corrosive materials to protect the liquid freight inside, used for hazardous materials. Double door cargo containers. Double doors make it easy for loading and unloading of freight. These types of shipping containers are made of steel and iron in sizes of 40 feet and 20 feet. Refrigerated ISO containers are temperature regulated and always maintain a controlled low temperature, used for the shipment of perishable goods like vegetables and fruits. Special purpose containers. These containers can be of different shapes and sizes and are often custom made for specific goods. Swap bodies. These intermodal containers can be swapped from a truck chassis to a rail car. They have foldable legs to support the containers in between the two modes of transportation. Half height containers. These containers was designed for the transport of heavy low volume cargo on ships and trains, also used for transport of vehicles, sand, gravel, and grains, etc. Car carriers. The freight container is made of strong materials and built for specific types of goods. There are many different types of containers, but car carriers are most common. Drums. Drums are cylindrical shipping containers made of steel, plastic, or fiber. They are often used for liquids and granular materials similar to tanks. Drums are often used in shipping hazardous materials. Containers for air transport. Air cargo containers are solid vessels made up of a storage unit that conforms to the inside of the aircraft. They are used to hold loose freight that is to be shipped. Air freight containers are of three categories. Air cargo pallets. These containers are usually flat structures supporting cargo goods. Cargo is kept above them and the process is called palletizing. Lower deck containers. These containers are designed to fit inside the aircraft on the lower deck. Box type containers. The standard size for dry closed containers is usually 8 feet and 6 inches and they are created with an extended height of 9 feet and 6 inches. General cargo. Shapes and sizes differ, but the material used to make them is the same. Ease loading and offer the best cargo protection. Collapsible air cargo containers. Storing and relocating them is very easy as they can be folded and stacked when empty, providing convenience. Cool air freight container. To export or import food or pharmaceuticals which may need adequate temperatures, a cool air freight container is used. Fireproof when exporting electronic products, lithium batteries, opt for fireproof containers which can contain a fire for 6 hours. Customized. Sometimes huge machines or goods need to be shipped and they may not be able to ship them through general cargo. Air container certification. Certified containers. Containers are certified as per the TSOC 90 requirements. On approval, a TSO plate is affixed. Certification states that these containers are designed to withstand weather and turbulence and fit almost all types of aircraft. All aircraft's main deck compartments require the use of certified cargo. Furthermore, Airbus aircraft only accept certified unit loads in lower deck holds. Non-certified containers. The aviation industry does not assess its performance standards. Boeing aircraft generally do not require the use of certified ULDs in lower deck holds. However, it is important to know that these containers must also get approval from the airlines before being loaded. Air cargo adheres to standardized dimensions so that easy loading can be done without damaging the products. Every container has unique IATA codes such as AKN, PMC, AKE, etc. to facilitate identification. Different cargo containers are available for various varied uses such as transporting animals like horses, important documents, medical supplements, perishable goods, valuable products, and radiopharmaceuticals. People nowadays are concerned about environmental issues, so manufacturers are trying to create eco-friendly containers. Sea containers. In the year 1970, the modern intermodal container was standardized and used. The introduction of specialized cranes capable of lifting heavy containers made loading and unloading much easier. Container terminals were developed at ports worldwide to handle increasing cargo volumes efficiently. The size of shipping container ships also grew significantly over the years, from small vessels carrying a few hundred TEUs, 20-foot equivalent units. We now have mega ships capable of transporting upwards of 24,000 TEUs. The evolution of shipping container ships has profoundly impacted global trade. Vessels are classified on their capacity based on their capacity, dimensions, and purposes. Feeder vessels, these smaller sized container ships transport cargo from smaller ports or terminals to larger hub ports, connecting remote areas with major routes. Panamax ships, named after the Panama Canal, these vessels are specifically built dimensionally to fit through the canal's locks. Post-Panamax ships, ships which are dimensionally bigger than the Panama Canal and cannot pass through. Ultra-large container vessels, ULCVs, are massive in size and carry 20,000 plus TEUs. Roll-on, roll-off ships. Roll-on, roll-off ships allow cargo like cars and trucks to be driven in out of the ship. Impact of container ships. Container ships have revolutionized global trade in numerous ways, profoundly impacting the movement and flow of goods worldwide. Their ability to increase efficiency and reduce costs in global trade by reduced turnaround times, faster delivery, and lower freight opened up new trading routes and markets by making it economically viable to transport goods over long distances. Increase in specialization in production with a focus on specific components, products, as they can be easily transported in containers. The reliance on large-scale shipping has contributed to environmental concerns such as air pollution from vessel emissions and marine pollution. Container ships have tremendously impacted global trade by increasing efficiency, reducing costs, expanding markets, and promoting specialization. However, addressing the challenges associated with this industry, such as environmental issues, is important to ensure sustainable growth for future generations. Container ships challenges. Challenges faced by container shipping industry. Overcapacity. With more and more container ships being built every year, there is a risk of oversupply in the market. Port congestion. Many ports are struggling to accommodate today's massive vessels efficiently. Environmental concerns. The carbon emissions from the large vessels contribute significantly to air, sea pollution, and climate change. Cybersecurity. Increased risk of cyber attacks targeting critical systems such as navigation and communication equipment, disrupting operations, and compromised data. Geographical tensions. Tariffs imposed by countries can lead to shifts in trade patterns, causing uncertainty for shipping companies. Advantages of container ships. Provide a cost-effective means of transportation. The vessels are designed to maximize storage space and streamline loading and unloading processes. Containerization offers enhanced security for cargo. Improved tracking systems allow shippers to monitor their cargo's location throughout the journey. They ensure goods reach global markets with speed and reliability. The disadvantages: impact on the environment. The size of these vessels results in high fuel consumption and greenhouse gas emissions. Container ships, pros and cons. Need of specialized infrastructure leads to congestion at ports during peak periods. Certain items require special handling or may be incompatible with containerization. As demand for global trade grows, these mighty vessels will be reshaping the landscape of international trade. With ongoing efforts towards sustainability, ships to become more efficient and environmentally friendly. Container ships are impressive feats of engineering and key enablers of global economic growth. Loading the container. Packaging goods into shipping containers must ensure they are secure and protected during transit. Given the various perils containers face during transport, including rough seas and long journeys, proper loading is essential. Basic rules for loading a container. Start by inspecting the container to ensure it is clean, dry, and free from damage. Distribute weight evenly by placing heavier items on the bottom and lighter cargo on the top. Use fillers such as airbags, foam, or wood to fill empty spaces to prevent cargo from moving. Stack boxes in an interlocking pattern to distribute pressure evenly and maximize space. Secure the cargo using straps, load bars, and bracing. Effective container loading requires careful planning. Start by creating a stowage plan which details the placement of each item within the container. Place heavy items at the bottom and lighter ones on top. Use pallets and ensure fragile items are positioned safely. Utilize the CBM, cubic meter calculator, to measure the volume of the cargo to estimate freight costs. Using a CBM calculator can optimize space effectively. Container load planning software provides a visual interactive model that allows shippers to maximize space utilization. Container loading software accounts for product dimensions, weight limits, and stacking rules, reducing the risk of damage and minimizing wasted space. Different types of cargo have unique needs to ensure safe transport. Some examples include electronics are sensitive and need extra protection. Large machinery is odd-sized and heavy, posing different challenges. Hazardous goods require strict adherence to safety regulations. Fragile goods need careful handling to prevent damage. Perishable goods such as food items require specific conditions to stay fresh and unperished. Liquids involves leak-proof and secure containers. Bulk materials like grains, coal, or sand need specific handling. Objective is to ensure safe and efficient transport of cargo. Recognizing and avoiding poor loading practices is key. Improper weight distribution, placing too much weight on one side can cause the container to tip. Loose cargo, items that are not secured well can shift during transportation, causing damage. Overloading, exceeding the container's weight limit can lead to structural damage. Lack of a storage plan, not following a storage plan can result in inefficiencies and risks. Tips and best practices for preventing imbalanced loads: distribute weight evenly, secure cargo properly, adhere to weight limits, and follow a storage plan. ICD, CFS, and AFS. Let's understand what these hot forms stand for. The growth in trade and in turn in international transportation services, containerization, and the growth in world trade is the reason behind crowded ports. The shippers and receivers of goods located in remote areas were seeing difficulty in the movement of cargoes for clearance. This gave way to the building of integrated cargo depots, container depots, cargo freight and services, and air freight and services to help the movement of goods. Let us understand each of them. Inland Containers Depot, ICD. Functions and benefits of ICD. ICD provides the facility for importers and exporters to store their metal shipping containers. The exporters and importers can get custom clearance from ICD beforehand. The exporters and the importers can enjoy the service, repair, and other such facilities at ICD. They are used for the storage of empty containers, and exporters and importers also use them as third-party storage facilities for their LCL shipments. As they serve as dry ports, they help in the increase of imports and exports, providing large space for extra storage and movement. They help in easing the cause of port congestion as they provide vast storage spaces. Container Freight Station. A Container Freight Station, or CFS, is at the nearest to the seaport, prime railway hub, or terminal. Shipping lines, terminals, or private company owns the container freight stations. They are identified as origin CFS and destination CFS as they serve as origin and destination ports and support LCL shipments. Functions and benefits of container freight stations: accepting, storing LCL shipments, loading, unloading LCL and FCL shipments. Containers are identified with seals as per their grades. Interim storing of cargo containers, empty containers. Provides maintenance and repair of the freight containers and transferring goods and containers. Air freight stations, AFS. Air freight stations, or AFS, is a storage establishment that is mostly away from the airport to store and secure the cargoes and steel shipping containers that need importing or exporting. AFS infrastructure saves airports from space crunch and provides containers a huge space. The existing ICDs also serve as AFS. Functions and benefits of air freight stations: secure storing goods before and after import exports, transfer cargo to or bring in received at the airport, inspection and customs related documentation including store, examine, pack and deliver, auction, dispose of the cargoes that the receivers don't receive after import after 30 days. CONCOR, Container Corporation of India Limited, is also short formed as CONCOR, is an Indian public sector undertaking which is engaged in transportation and handling of containers. Incorporated in March 1988 under the Companies Act, CONCOR commenced operations in November 1989, taking over an existing network of 7 inland container depots from Indian Railways. What is the core business? CONCOR operates 3 core businesses: cargo carriers, terminal operator, warehouse operator, and MMLP operation. Kinds of ship charter. A ship charter is a contract for vessel use between a ship owner and a charterer. Charterers, whether businesses, individuals, or entities, need ships for goods or passenger transport. Chartering grants the right to use the vessel for a set purpose, while the ship owner retains ownership. So let's understand what, in simple words, what is a ship charter? A ship charter is where a ship or a vessel is totally hired or taken on lease by a charterer from the ship owner. Charterers could be businesses, individuals, or entities who need ships for goods or passenger transport. The maritime industry offers a variety of ship charter options. Voyage charters for a single voyage between ports. Time charters, hiring a vessel for a specific period. Bareboat charters, demise charters, the charterer assumes full control of the vessel for an agreed period. Apart from the three main types of ship charters, there are several other variations. Trip time charters, a hybrid between voyage and time charters. Contracts of affreightment, COA, an agreement to transport a specific quantity of cargo over a given period. Slot charters involve booking a specific number of container slots on a vessel. Specialized charters, customized charter arrangements for special cargo types or vessel requirements, such as passenger cruise ships, cruise ship charters, or bareboat yacht charters. Non-containerized cargo. Non-containerized cargo is often solid, large, or unusually shaped items, liquids, and other bulk cargo, except containerized. Bulk dry cargo refers to unpackaged goods moved in large quantities in vessels specifically designed for this purpose, such as bulk carriers or dry bulk ships. Examples of bulk cargo are grains, coal, iron ore, cement, and fertilizers. Liquid bulk cargo is stored and transported in specialized tanks and ships known as tankers. Major risk factors: dry cargo is physical damage or loss, theft, hijacking. Liquid cargo is spillage, leakage, or cargo contamination. Several industrial sectors, including chemical engineering, rely on bulk cargo shipping to transport goods globally. Mining industry, ores such as iron, coal, and bauxite. Farming industry, livestock feed, wheat, corn, soybeans. Energy industry, crude oil and natural gas. Bulk cargo shipments. Handling large shipments involves a series of steps to ensure that these goods are transported safely and efficiently. Overdimensional cargo, or ODC, refers to goods or cargo that exceed the standard size and weight limits set for transportation modes and includes oversized, bulky, or heavy goods that do not fit into standard shipping containers or vehicles. ODC connects various critical industries: construction, vital machinery, cranes, bulldozers, and prefabricated buildings. Infrastructure development, gigantic materials, large equipment for bridges, dams, and channels. Industrial equipment, mining or manufacturing machines. Infrastructure components, pre-built bridge segments, wind turbine blades, and utility poles. Oversized vehicles, custom-made vehicles like mobile homes, large trailers, and heavy-duty trucks. ODC cargo comes with its set of regulations and challenges. Regulatory compliance assures security and helps to protect the environment. All ships must follow the route and adhere to specific restrictions. Logistics challenges in ODC transportation. Infrastructure limitations. ODC transport routes need extreme planning to avoid obstacles and delays. ODC may be large and heavy, needing specialized equipment to handle safe transportation. Overweight cargo over 80,000 pounds needs to be handled thoroughly and must follow tight shipping laws. Liquids. Liquid bulk cargo refers to any cargo carried in closed tanks and poured or pumped into the carrying vessel, IMO definition. Includes a wide range of liquids from hazardous chemicals to edible oils. Liquid bulk cargo can be broadly classified into the bulk categories: edible oils, edible liquids, edible oils, fruit juices, dairy products. Non-edible, non-hazardous liquids, lubricants, adhesives, fertilizers. Hazardous liquids, crude oil, LPG, LNG, fuel acids. Non-hazardous, non-edible liquids, glycerin, aqueous dyes, etc. Transport and shipping of liquid cargo. Super tankers can carry up to 2 million barrels of oil, significantly reducing freight costs and delivery times. Other modes of transportation include rail tank cars, tanker trucks, and pipelines. Infrastructure and facilities. Berths and docks, specialized berths equipped to handle large tankers with deep water access. Storage tanks, fixed roof tanks, floating roof tanks, and spherical tanks for gases. Pipelines, network of pipelines for transferring cargo, pumps and compressors for moving liquids through pipelines, loading unloading arms, flexible articulated arms used to connect the ship to the shore-based transfer system. Damages to liquids is usually in the form of contamination or spillage, rendering the cargo useless or attracting fines. Contamination from preloading to postloading discharge. Spillage and leakage, spills or leaks, loading, transport or discharge. Temperature damage, failure to maintain required temperature leads to degradation or spoilage. Liquids, damages, mechanical damage, mechanical failures of equipment. Pollution, involves cleanup costs and legal penalties. Improper handling, contamination due to unsuitable equipment or procedures. Liquefied natural gas, LNG. Natural gas cooled to extremely low temperatures around minus 162 degrees centigrade transforms from a gas to a liquid state and reduces to 1/600th of its original volume. Once condensed into a liquid, LNG can be safely stored and efficiently shipped using specifically designed LNG vessels. LNG vessels stand out from other bulk cargo carriers due to their unique features, example, heavy insulation and temperature control tanks, which allow them to keep the gas in a liquid state. LNG ships are categorized based on their construction and pressure and type of build. A byproduct of crude oil extraction, LPG, is a fuel gas made from a mix of the following hydrocarbon gases: propane, propylene, butylene, isobutane, and N-butane. LPG is used in its gaseous forms as opposed to liquid form, with the gas being ignited and burned to create energy. LPG has a broad range of uses in daily life, such as heating appliances, cooking equipment, aerosols, refrigerant, vehicles. LPG is known to emit 33% less carbon dioxide than coal, making it the lowest carbon conventional fuel available. Gas carrier ships are specially designed to transport all types of LNG and LPG via their inbuilt tankers. Some key characteristics of LPG ships are tankers' pressure. LPG needs to be transported under high pressure or low temperature, and so LPG vessels are either fully pressurized or fully refrigerated. Tankers' outer design. LPG tankers can be cylindrical or have flat surfaces. Difference between LPG and LNG. LPG liquefied under light pressure. LNG liquefied cryogenically. Cryogenically means cooled to minus 162 degrees centigrade. LPG does not require specialized tanks. LNG needs to be stored and shipped in temperature control tanks. LPG can be used directly from the vessel. LNG needs to be converted into gaseous form via a process of regasification and requires vaporizers to be used. LPG is less flammable and can be stored at room temperature. LNG has no risk of rapid phase transition. Key takeaways: current containers originated in 1955 when a trucking company owner, Malcolm McLean, introduced them. Containers play an integral role in shipping goods around the world. Sea shipping containers are designed to serve different purposes. Air cargo containers, also known as unit load devices, are solid vessels for storage that conforms to the inside of the aircraft. Container ships come in various types and sizes, each designed to cater to specific needs and classified on their capacity, dimensions, and purposes. Container loading is important and involves packing goods into sea containers to ensure they are secured and protected. To facilitate movement of cargo to and from remote areas prompted the building of ICDs, CFS, AFS, and CONCOR. The Charter Party Agreement is a binding legal document for vessel use between a ship owner and a charterer. When discussing non-containerized cargo, the focus is often on solid, large, or unusually shaped items. Overdimensional cargo, ODC, refers to cargo that exceed the standard size and weight limits set for transportation modes like trucks, trains, or ships. As per the International Maritime Organization, liquid bulk cargo refers to any cargo carried in closed tanks and poured or pumped into the carrying vessel. Thank you.